Welcome back to English at Work, where Anna and Tom are in a bit of a predicament. Following a successful business meeting, they've returned to the airport to discover their flight has been cancelled. What are they going to do next?
Right. They rebooked us onto the next flight, which is at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? What are we going to do until then?
It's okay, Anna. Calm down. I've sorted out a hotel. Quite a nice one, actually.
But what about our new contract? I've got to sort it out.
Anna, take a deep breath. It'll be okay. Let's go and get a drink and we'll work things out.
Anna, maybe Tom's right for once. Go and enjoy some French hospitality. You've done really well today, but perhaps you should keep your boss, Paul, in the picture.
In the picture? I didn't take any photos.
No, Anna. I mean, keep him informed. It's always a good idea to keep the boss updated on what's going on. He is the boss, after all.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Oh, well, this one looks quite cosy. I'll order us a beer, shall I?
I prefer an orange juice, please.
Oh, really? Okay, then. Garcon, je m'appelle un beer, a citron juice thing. Au revoir.
No, Tom. Pardon, je voudrais un grand beer et deux jus d'orange, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, madame.
Well, she likes you. Well, actually, everyone likes you, Anna. I like you because...
I like you too, Tom. But don't you think I should call Paul and update him on what's going on? Keep him in the picture.
I don't know. Let's just enjoy this moment, shall we? And besides, he'll be at his biscuit appreciation class by now.
No, I would be happier just to call him. Could I borrow your mobile phone, please? My battery has run out.
Yeah, sure. You'll find his number under Attila the Hun.
Attila the Hun?
That's just my little joke.
Cheeky. But hold on. What am I going to say to him?
Well, don't call him Attila the Hun. Think before you call him. It's good news. You've closed the deal and the contract is signed. We need to proceed with the order as quickly as possible. And say, I'm committed to getting the order delivered on time. But if you need help, ask for it.
Okay, I will. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hi, Paul. It's Anna. I've got some good news.
Hold on. Sorry. Just munching some new crumbly cream biscuits. Now, what's the good news? Is it about the contract?
Yes, I've closed the deal with Fruit Traders International and the contract is signed.
Excellent news!
To keep them happy, we need to proceed with the order as quickly as possible.
Mm. Of course, of course. So, what are you planning to do?
Well, obviously, I'm committed to getting the order delivered on time. But I might need some help. I wonder if Tom could...
Yes, Tom can help you. Denise tells me you have a special chemistry. Actually, where is Tom now? Is he home yet?
He's not. Actually, Paul, Tom and I are going to stay in a hotel tonight. Hello? Hello? Oh, I've lost the signal. He's gone.
Oh, never mind, Anna. I think he got the message. Another drink?
Let's hope Paul has got the right message about Anna and Tom. Anyway, she's briefed the boss and kept him in the picture. Here's a reminder of some of the phrases she used.
It's good news. I've closed the deal and the contract is signed. We need to proceed with the order as quickly as possible. I'm committed to getting the order delivered on time, but I will need some help.
A good day's work for Anna, but now it's time for bed.
Right, well, it's time for bed. We've got an early start tomorrow.
So, where are we staying?
A lovely little boutique hotel just round the corner. I've booked a room with a view.
A room? One room?
That's all they had, actually. Honest.
This could be interesting. Let's hope things remain professional. Until next time, bye!